Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
This is the W3 service. W3 means World Worship Wonders. It is a joy for me, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome all of you to this live broadcast service. We are live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and all these sister stations across the nation. We're also live on GN Amansan Television. This morning, we welcome all our friends on Facebook Live and also on YouTube and also podcast. Good morning to you, and may my special greetings goes to all of you here in Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. Shall we be upstanding for the reading of God's word? The choir sang powerfully. The praise and worship was awesome. We give God the glory. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Hallelujah. How are you all doing? I can see everybody is doing fresh, good. When we finish the service, please make sure you take a selfie of yourself and feel good for what God is doing. Feel good. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We seek, we require, we desire, we demand, we request to see Jesus." The people refused to see Philip. The people, I saw a very nice protocol in there. It was an ethical presentation. Many people go to offices now, government institutions now, churches now. And then you are going to have some Sambalas and Zebes who will meet them and do the work they should not do. The people said, "We are not here to see you." Mm-mm. We didn't come to see you. We don't want to miss it. We are here for Christ. Yesu ntinye ba no pay. Every service will have Jesus as the pivotal point, the very essence, the objective, the very reason, the main significance. Why we are here is Jesus. The preacher cannot talk about himself except the Christ. Yeah. The singer cannot sing. You sang very beautifully. Anywhere I go, anywhere I, whatever, you know, I can, whatever I need. But I want to really take you back to your first love. I don't need anywhere I go. He is coming back again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what I want to hear coming from this altar. He's coming again. Forget about your need. Fatua. Your need from where to where. Fatua. Anywhere I go, fatua. Please. Fatua. The king is coming again. Tetelesta. That is the message. Anywhere I go, not here. Fatua. I thank God for the song, but mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anasasia da hojana enivra. That is the song I want to hear from this altar. Anywhere I go, fatuo. Fatuo. Nihiano. Anywhere we're going. Sure. I have pictures of the people who died in the accident of Azemasa. I can't show it to you because it's too graphic. Therefore, we cannot come and stand here and sing anywhere I go. The preacher is pointing us to the Christ. The singer is doing the same job. Finish. Drifting away from the main message. Now people are coming to churches about their need, about what I want, about what the Lord can do for me, about what God I need. I have been serving you, and why are you not blessing me? Anywhere from here for why he go easy. Fator. I want to hear songs like Osuru Kronimo. Honamete Osuru Nsenkunyom. Yeah, that is what I want to hear. Yeah, when we all get to heaven. Yeah, what a great, whatever that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout. Yes! Me pasa me tono. Yeah. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds is sinking, sir. Yeah. When the gospel musicians sing and we put the song off from the altar, then they will begin to go deeper. Say, enyumna me chulo yengrofone nto. Omon nto. Then they will know, said, that is not the message. They will know that that is not the message. Pumping your tony, your nufune, you know, swallowing bleaching pills and taking bleaching injections is not part of the assignment. The assignment is to focus on the Christ. Focus. The pulpit cannot digress. It cannot deviate. It cannot, you know, make any meandering. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. And who said the display of acting is too much? The display of mimicking is too much. The gospel. Gospel ne ira nyamia jume say nyamia safo say enipa no egu asori ni mo ohamun chichema di owotwe enum 85% ya pro including ipe wodema ya pro. If there is anything that we will need God to do for us, heal my heart. Wash me with your word and wash me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Take not your spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. If there is any message we should be preaching, it's Maranatha. Maranatha. Not anywhere I go. No. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. We preach it in the word, we sing it in the song, it enters into the heart. The more we hear it, yeah, that is what we need. It is a very serious thing that we should be talking about. They came to see Jesus. If somebody is sick, Jesus is the healer. If somebody is afflicted, Jesus himself is the bringer. breaker of the yoke that is upon your neck because of reason of the anointing. If Jesus is the pivot, if Jesus is the pivot, wouldn't mean sorry and far, you know, any amoho entia wukuno anyway. If Jesus is the pivot, I will want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10. Yeah, and the fellowship of his suffering. Yeah, being made conformable unto his death. If Jesus is the pivot, yeah, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. That is what we will be talking about. If Jesus is the pivot, we will be working our own salvation on a daily basis with fear and trembling. And leave the presence of God and go back to that atmospheric of profanity. We are not entertainers. Any patricia shen come back to me, you know, as who you di. That is what the people are saying. What is God also saying? What is God saying? But Tiwan Wahey entertainment, you know. The church is entertaining themselves. Jesus calls it that I will liken this generation unto children that sits at the marketplace and they are playing and they are saying to themselves, we are piped for you, but you have not danced. Because this is an entertaining generation with a dead conscience. Masturbation is no wrong to us. Promiscuity is no wrong to us. Adultery is no wrong to us. Because the church is rotten. Rotten! You didn't know I'm going to say anything wrong with it. Ubeba betena ha kami nibi. Metiemu yeti ono na na no baya tenechen ubiya. Now I'm talking to you and I'm speaking. Yeah, I'm speaking to your heart. I'm speaking to your spirit. I am not speaking to your flesh. I am not speaking to your carnality. I am speaking to your heart. I'm speaking to your spirit. I am telling everybody, repent and come back to your first love. Come back to where you first believe. That is the gospel. And Tatani said, you would do it right there. Do it right there. Where is that love? Now you are praying, your phone is on. You can even flip on Facebook whilst you are praying. You can even take a call whilst you are praying. Where is that love for Christ which you had? Where is it? Where is it when you lifted your hands unto Jesus Christ and said, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior? Where is that love? Now you sleep in your boyfriend's house and your dead conscience does not tell you anything. What a sad generation. What a sad generation. And it is because of Revelation 13:5. This beast is bringing the generation to the place of permission. The Bible said, and the beast was given a mouth to speak great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto the beast to continue 42 months. In another version, the Bible said, yeah, the beast, the Bible said, was allowed to make proud claims which were insulting to God. When I see everything happening around me, even in church, most of them are insulting to God. Reverend Isud Anaba, you know, asked a question recently. When we take music or entertainment out of the church, when we take dancing, clapping, when we take music, the sound of the keyboard and piano, the sound of the harp and the organ, the sound of drums, the sound of the timbrel, when we take the sound of trumpet and trombone, and when we take the sound of all these instruments in the church, how many people will still see church excited? How many people will still see church excited? Because most of us are not moved by the Holy Spirit. Most of us are moved by the bass guitar. Most of us are moved by the rhythm of the organ. Most of us are moved when I look at the entertainment, when I look at your gospel musicians. I am not shocked that the glory is departing from Ghanaian gospel music to Nigerian gospel music, to the point that when we gather and we are singing, now we don't sing our songs anymore. Your entertainment will land you to hell. Gradually, God is giving you a sign. Gradually, giving you a sign. I sent that message. I sit down and I reflect on the digression and the backsliding of the Christian. Christians are now non-effective. Nitiya niya obenompara. Omompai. Because we don't have that faith. Now we live in the church with witches and wizards. In the days of my father Idahosa and Amoakon, witches couldn't come to church. Now we have agents of the devil. Daughters of Jezebel have come into the house of God to trap, seduce, and to tempt preachers. The daughters of Jezebel are in church. Seduction. You will have a pastor, alabaster pastor, sleeping with church members. Alabaster sophobane bema, sleeping with church member. Your conscience is dead. Your conscience is dead. I'm talking to you. You are standing here, you don't talk to your husband, you don't sleep with your husband, and you are carrying a big Bible standing here. I don't see the essence of your Christianity. Your Christianity is dead. It's dead. Dead. Dead Christianity. That is what you have. I am not shocked that you have leaders who don't fear God. A nation which have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. Let me tell you something. You may be in this church and belong to any party. We don't care about your party. I'm seriously telling you something. When I come and I'm telling you the mind of God, I'm speaking only the intentions of God. Yeah, I will put you, I'll prove you to a test. My buying sister, here's a message, university sir. Ma by ensisa. Na yan has a message in the best sir. Te tia mamo said ye when ya me pesi a tete mamo. Na wa wen wunu say ye kenya mia junachira. Then you will know and understand. I was in a place recently preaching the heart of God. There was somebody who is in government and was there. And I made a statement and I said, there is a generation coming. And that generation, the Bible makes it very clear. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 11 downwards. The Bible calls that generation wicked. The Bible calls them that a generation that curses their father. And a generation that does not bless their mother. The Bible proceeds further and said, that generation is pure in their own eyes and they are not washed from their filthiness. In the next verse, the Bible said that generation, oh how lofty their eyes are and how lofty their eyelids are lifted up or puffed up. And then I proceed further and said, that generation, their teeth are sharp as swords, yeah, and their jaw teeth are nice. They devour the poor of the earth and the needy from among men. And I said, that generation are going to bring our leaders right now, both in power and opposition. They will bring you from pension to prison. I said, that generation will exhume your dead body and bring it to trial. That generation will try your dead body. And when you are guilty, they will burn your bones. That is what they will do. Then somebody in the place is angry. I'm saying, you can be angry, I care not. I am speaking the intentions of God. May I remind you, this voice will be here for some time. Ain't going anywhere right now. And so get used to hearing and understanding truth. Mon, get used to the acceptance of truth. You know, when people speak and government arrest them, I wonder who will be speaking to you, Mr. Government, very soon. When you live on the earth and nobody can speak to you, you have become, you know, like the devil who is on his own and on the way to hellfire. When nobody can speak to you, the Bible calls that part kind of scenario in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 17. The Bible is a scenario. The Bible talks about Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, verse number 17. Is there a chapter 4, verse 17? Put it up there. Let us go into God's word. You know, is there a verse 17? There's no verse 17. Let me read that particular. Look, it's not part of my notes. It's just Book of Ecclesiastes. Not part of my notes, but I want us to read. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Chapter 4, verse 13, rather. 4, verse number 13. The Bible puts it in a very interesting way. Look at this. Better is a poor. Is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. Put it in a different version. Let's break it down. This one says, you know, someone may arise from poverty to become a king of his country or go from prison to the throne. But if in his old age he is too foolish to take advice, he is not as well off as a young man who is poor but intelligent. I will read it all over again. Listen to that. Someone may rise from poverty. You know, when I look at people, where God picked you from, where God picked you from, Mr. Dewaya, hand tiny jay to the point that you're too full. You know, he says, someone may rise from poverty to become a king of his country or from prison to the throne. But if in his old age he is too foolish to take advice, he is not well off as a young man who is poor but intelligent. In tree, the Bible said, "Fenyam, you know, aprantiwe hieni nyansafuo sile akokura kwasiya wunti efutuobia." Fenyinam abrantiwe hieni nyansafuo esine nako ohime akokura kwasiya. One pair for two. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. When I look at this generation in which we are living in, I see that at the moment, when I look at the hikes of prices from all over the world, the cost of living that is rising from every part of the world, there is a test. There is a test that is going on. The devil will test the world, and God above all will test this generation. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse number 2. The Bible makes a very solid submission. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and the second verse. The Bible said, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you. Number 1, to prove you. Number 2, and to know what is in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep the commandments of the Lord or no. In another version of this same scripture, the Bible says very clearly, remember how the Lord your God led you on this long journey through the desert these past 40 years, sending hardships to test you. There is a test. And the catcher will say, Winyame will not test with hardship. The Bible said Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has a way of dealing with humankind, sending hardship to test you. Number 1, that he might know what you intended to do. Number 2, and whether you would obey his commandments or not. And may I quickly make a digressive submission by saying that it doesn't mean that God does not even know you from the womb. It doesn't mean that the Lord didn't know you before your mother pushed you out. Because Psalm 94 verse 11, the Bible says that God knows the heart of everybody, and he knows that everything within your heart is vanity. He knows it. And he takes people through the wilderness to humble them, number 1, and to test them, number 2. Humble them and test them. Test. There is a testing going on right now to humble them. The situation itself will humble you, and it will bring you to a test. Yeah, it will humble you and bring you to a test. I like how the Bible puts it in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10. This one, he didn't say the Lord will test you. He says the devil will test you. This one, Revelation chapter 2 and verse, the Bible says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison that you may be tried. Put it in GNT. Let me read it in that version clearly. The Bible said, don't be afraid of anything you are about to suffer. Listen, the devil will put you to the test by having some of you thrown in prison, and your troubles will last for 10 days. Be faithful to me, even if it means death, and I will give you life as a prize of victory. I like it, you know, in the key Bible. Munsro amanihuno ya mo ba behuno he obon sam etemu ebeto fear say na we be somewhere and sorry be ba. Yeah, oh yeah, the Bible calls it the hour of temptation. When I look at our generation, this church, this nation, the nations of the world right now, where the gospel, the work of God is right now, I want to remind you of a few things. Yeah, there is a radio presenter that passed on last Friday. As a matter of fact, he went to work on Thursday. He presented his program on Thursday. And then on Friday, when his program was about to start, they waited for him and he didn't turn up. When they checked up on him, he was on his body was on its way to the mortuary. The body was on its way to the mortuary. I'm reminding you, Obia Wadem, everybody that is watching me and listening to me right now, your death will not announce itself. Obia niwa yebe bowu wo hun dawru amwaboa wo hun. Obia be wo mpofri mu. Obia be wo mpofri mu. I'm telling you, including your prophets. Maybe let me put it nice way, including me. Obia be wumpo frimu. E bra wani na woso ube wumpo frimu. Let me go back possibly a little bit and make this submission. It doesn't mean that I shall not die. but live and declare the works of God does not apply. It doesn't mean that the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath does not apply. It doesn't mean that I will surround you as the mountains surround Jerusalem. It doesn't mean, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Does not apply. It doesn't mean that I am the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt where you were slaves. Open your mouth wide and I will feel it. It doesn't mean it does not apply. It all applies. Ladies and gentlemen, let me put it this way and make it clearer to you. Despite all the privileges of a born-again Christian, there are certain principles of God, like Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, heat and cold, you know, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. It's a principle of God. If a woman conceives a child for 9 months, after 9 months, she would deliver. It is a principle of God. You know, that principle of God, Jesus said, you know, scripture cannot be broken. There are principles and precepts of God's word that cannot be broken. Like Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after his death or her death, there shall be judgment. Now listen to the mind of God and to the word of the Lord very carefully. It is an appointment. You have an appointment. That appointment, you don't know when that appointment is. Can you imagine that? There is an appointment you don't know. Appointment be the one him. But you don't even know the appointment date. He said, be ben po free mo. And now I'm going to say, you're going to be ben po free mo. And shed that. And ma won kaye. And ma any traces. Se ubi wu. Suddenly. Ni pa bi o ma omo nyare. Te se presente ya me kana se me. O nyare na ho. E nyako inshia. O bet da on sore. Job chapter 14 verse 5. Job 14 5. Was showing that war? Yeah. Your days are determined. Your numbers are with the Lord. Then look at what he brings, the same appointed again. The word appointment is also here. The Bible said, "Thou he has appointed your bounds." We trust you to in him sound. A sheer da wanim that ya be sound. And not the whole chair, at the whole chair. It to be Soriano Pebbiana, me to me Casaminante. Mehunu said, when Yamia Hunumimobo said that day, what they are coming home, what they are chime, because Kufu drew Utumuta be wound for free move. You would die suddenly. A die of a cow, a we am a shop. That is how it will be. And I'm telling the wife something. We'll be our tear. We will be as a Psalm 90, verse 10 to 12. Sana, we will be. The days of your years are 70. By reason of strength, it will be 80. Yet, the Bible said, in their strength and labor are sorrows. The Bible said it is cut off soon and we fly away. In the next verse, the Bible makes it very clear. Who knoweth the power of his anger? And according to thy fear, who is so is thy wrath, rather. In the verse number 12, so he said, teach me to number my days so I can apply my heart unto wisdom. The church should remind us this. We thank God for your breakthrough. We thank God for your miracle. We thank God for your project. Thank God for your house. Thank God for your cars. Thank God for the miracles. When I look at the madness and the heresies, the heretical statements that are coming out of people that are supposed to be altar workers, who can open their mouth and say things like, there is no heaven, there is no hell, nobody should be living in heaven and hell. What am I doing here then? Who couldn't do his radio program? No. Nenia prison ko penisika. Nenia prison ko peni da MBSC. Empo frimo. Wewu. Adia biya wope yen wobi befe diso. Adia biya wohe nya yeno. Wobi befe diso. Papa bi awu adentamu ha baby. Na busua fo abepam ne yire. Ebre no papa ne chefridge. Me se the day Kofi odro beto for makachre rate say me wo faase no bi bepie. Free say me ware no 23 years ni ohun omoda. Onimu. The day Kofi odro beto for no mu bepie. They will appear. And those people, they are cruel. They are mean. They are wicked. They can kill. They don't care. Those people will snatch your property from your wife, from your children. Yeah. And so if you don't want to giddy giddy, you will too. I told you the mind of God. The back clearly in him said, you wait here. Send me any hope. You will talk. Because you will be shocked and amazed. Me and you will be our dear friend who won't suffer no tears in heaven or hell in you. And we have had very useless debate in the house of God while souls are perishing and the gospel is unpreached. We are not preaching the gospel. You can see, you know, 3-4 pastors, this from this church, that from that church, and they are debating on useless things. This is this, that is this. This is not in the Bible. The Bible is not real. The Bible is not the word of God. We don't care about your nonsense. Souls are perishing. My job is to preach the word in season and out of season, to rebuke, to reprove, and to correct with all instruction, yeah, and all long suffering and doctrine. For a time is coming where they will not adhere to sound doctrine. Tell them to repent. Teach them to repent. Teach them to fear God. Teach them to work the word. Teach them to serve God well. Teach them that God will judge them. Teach them. Teach them. Matthew 28, verse number 19. All power is given unto me. Go ye therefore to all nations. Baptize them. Teaching all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even now unto the end of the world. My job is not debate. My job is not argument. My job is not argument, because you can win an argument and lose the soul. Yeah, you can win your useless argument. You can win, you know, because somebody wants to prove that I'm a theologian, I'm a studious, whatever. We don't care about that. When I meet a Muslim, I don't debate. When I meet an Hare Krishna, I don't debate. I just speak the mind of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. I just teach the word. I just speak of the love of God. For he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, he has given them power to become children of God. I just speak the word. How, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the children of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I just preach the word of God. But he has chosen Christ and made him an atonement, a propitiation of sins for all people and for all nations. He that believes in the Son has life. He that does not believe in the Son of God does not have life. But this is also, you know, the testimony that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. I just preach the word. I speak of the love of God. I speak of the grace of God. I speak of the, you know, we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. I just talk of the grace of God. Yeah, we are saved by grace through faith. Yeah, the Bible said, you know, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I just talk about the word of God. I don't argue. I don't debate. Just speak the mind of God. Just speak of the love of God. Just speak of the grace of God. Just speak it. word. I want to ask, how come Muslims listen to Govyodru? Hare Krishnas listen to Govyodru? Because it is not philosophical debate, preacher. We are telling the love of God. Finish. No debate, no argument. We don't debate with anybody. The moment somebody wants to debate, walk away. Walk away. No debate. Kabasili, trousers, makeup, hair. No, we don't debate. It's not a debate. You believe it, take it. Ujidiyafa. I am telling the love of God. Finish. And so I say maturity is equal to ignore, overlook, forgive. That is maturity. Ignore, overlook, and forgive. As I'm preaching the gospel to you right now, there is a test of spirituality. Now we are testing your spirituality. Look at the way prayer life has gone down. And the Christian doesn't pray anymore. Prayer has become too difficult for you. If only you walk to Fadama Park to go and pray, you will realize that you are struggling with your own prayer. There is a test of spirituality. Number one, put it on bullet points on the thing for me. Number two, there is a test of faith, conviction. The things that people believe in. Now, when I come to church and I say, what do you believe in? People, it will shock you that somebody will say, I don't believe in anything. There is no conviction right now. And the conviction of people are running low. It is so sad. To the point that you can carry your phone to church, but you can't carry a Bible. You can buy a phone, 500 CDs, 1,000 CDs. And you cannot buy a Bible that is 50 CDs. That carries the word of God and the mind of God. And the will of God and the ways of God. Because your faith is being tried. Also, we need first offering, second offering, transport. But we were mutu huska. We were mutu, a mutu, a mutu. Sister, mutu huska. We mutu huska. Your faith is on a trial. There is a test of faith. Number three, there is a test of appetite. Hey, when you say hey. Outer workers, but say appetite. My wife was telling me, the test of appetite. Now the appetite of the preachers are not heaven and not Christ, not the things of God. The appetite for material gain is unprecedented. The appetite, you know, the way appetite is going wild and wayward and weird is bizarre. Bizarre! Strange appetite. What is this? What is this? And here my yakono dear children. A man can kill his own father. I didn't see it. The day was telling me. A man ni papa frabru chida ba. Wabo am robbers pass a munko kume papa na munyinisika. No no ani yamubo. What an appetite. Kwasi eni mu awode tegana ha empa adwuma nya wo papa akokura ngotena landem ri ni mojani enya adwuma na wo mfa am robbers emesini nko ni fie enko kunu mfa na ho ade oh that is what you sir na so far no wo wada nsume yi ne be ya wo kokun police for iwo eno person be surprise for akosi saying I want to know ye be ja semu ni mu na atedi Police officers of the Republic of Ghana died a very painful death like dogs. Couldn't have given that honor of the nation or the state. Sofoba, the cool police for me. Shot them because Sofoba is an armed robber. This is that if we refuse to preach the gospel, that is how it's going to be. The preacher's children is an armed robber. The preacher's children who should be showing the way is an armed robber. No wonder police officers are now armed robbers. In uniform, in guns, and they are armed robbers. Daytime, they are police officers. Nighttime, they are armed robbers. Do you want me to stop when the police stops me? I don't even know who you are. Now, I want to tell, you know, His Honor, Dr. Dampare, sir, do you even realize that that thing has muted the police? It's an indictment on the integrity and the veracity of the Ghana Police Service. You have been muted by just one act. You have been muted. Adiana, I see, you know, come out. Two witnesses, you know, and they are the only witnesses. It's an indictment to the police service. Blood is on the investigation's hands. Huh? What to a man Ukraine, you know, sir. Would you panu abe kanu kure umum na our problem? Umum na our problem. What a sad generation. Because we have wild appetite. The lady was showing me something yesterday. It was a young man who was saying that he was charged to kill somebody. And the person was telling the person interviewing him, that Omama is Kasiem Gokumubi, they gave us money to go and kill somebody. And whilst we tried to kill that person, and it was a wife that had given money to the killers to kill a husband. Generation had a power, but damn Nami Babi Chinaha, I'm a catch or say, receive double portion. For the end. Double portion for what? No wonder you have not received it yet. No wonder. I'm telling you. And chile chile ayira. Nyamsem ayira. This chapter, that verse, this ni koba abrumu. Ukuma no brena se. That's why jing kwaji yasem no. Enu ni timiji wakra. I'm telling you. There is a test for appetite. Your appetite is strange. Strange appetite. One pastor last Friday was sentenced to 8 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old church member. Enya kaswadi eno a wo rape 4 women no. Eno si a different o. Eno si a different o. Pastor, I'm telling you, get out of the pulpit. God does not want foolish people to be in this thing. If you stand here, you must purge yourself. You must repent. You must be called. You must be anointed. Your cravings, your appetite must not be on the things below, but on things above. Your appetite, wakono, it must be fixed on things above. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible is very clear in the word of the Lord. If you have been risen with Christ, seek the things which are above where Christ is seated. In the next verse, the Bible said very clearly, set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Your affections on things above. Where is that gospel? Where is that gospel? Set your affections and because because we are not preaching this, there is unhealthy, unnecessary, unwholesome competition and comparison in the work of God, in the house of God, in the things of God. This church is against that church. This pastor is against that pastor. That church member is against this church member, because our test of appetite. We are sorry, no. I didn't, and I saw the course of you have never performed this. Kumase and Grophobic of a dead body from a mortuary and dump it on somebody's church premises. You bet you saw for Nico Tomb set on one work on. Yeah, I didn't, I saw the course of now. I saw the name, dear. Oh, but what you are sorry by. Because people have seen, are seeing that church is some kind of business. This is, we're going around and we are looking for space for our branches. And anywhere you talk about space, we want space for branches. The moment you said you want space, no problem, the space is 10 cities. The moment you said it is for church, it goes from 10 cities to 50 cities. The moment you say church, from 10 cities to 50 cities. Because of who you are. Who said and grow phony DD? Okay, and then Nipa sent a bar, sorry, Nipa 400, 500 a bar. So, okay, first service is 450, okay, no problem. Second service is 600 people and a bar, just 1,000 people, okay. Ubiyama 10 city by 1,000 people. Hey, Akwei DD! Akwei DD! Kasi ya calculation, we ya we. Ya de sana ya calculation, no, and kasen sorry na shada so. Sorry, Nangu be as others. Obite ha offering on Kitabi. But you are shaming crying, say, Omra, Frisenya for the Anua Nessi canin tea, and I ya buy ye. Ogusu yan the crown quadia, and what you ma. I will take the rest to Bible study. Let me give you the last one. The test of conscience. I was so sad when I listened to the finance minister on Thursday. My heart broke, Honorable Ken Oforiatta. My heart broke when I watched you and I listened to you. I trembled when I heard figures. And even that, those figures are the ones that have been captured on paper. My heart broke to hear that coupons for fuel is 60 million Ghana cedis. Wow. And you know, we should go and get 10,000 fuel coupons. Onya abanye juma. Onya juma. They walk 10,000 to the filling station and said, J, Nema miska. Nema 2,000, mami 8,000. On pay fuel. Now, on onza kanye gunen sem. Now, waji coupon. Because of the coupon, I ko jiska. 60 million! The Honorable Minister said that there have been suspension on foreign travels, suspension on importation of Land Cruiser V8 vehicles. For 2022, I'm asking myself, why do we need those cars? When the person is not traveling to anywhere where the road does not require that vehicle, why is it that we cannot even rent or lease vehicles when we are going to certain places and we may need it for be a 1 week or 3 days or 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever? Why do we even want to buy it? What for? How come one minister have 4, 5, 6 Land Cruisers? Now, the Honorable Minister is telling us it is time to cut down. But Kofio Dro has been screaming for what only God knows, that there is too much waste. And all these people are supposed to be Christians. Then, my job as an end time prophet is to rebuke, reprove, and correct. So today I caption our service, order, My job, put it on the screen for me. My job is to bring order. Order. That's my job. Steve, let me tell you something. We can pay e-levy, 10 CDs every call. We can pay whatever, but if it goes into a government that does not understand how to use it, it is a useless payment. I told you that. You can go to Pediase and do anything. If we don't close the loopholes, I'm telling you, Udiakro. And the ayam is that these people are destroying the legacy of His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo. And not the ayam. That Your Excellency, that you will go out as a bad leader. And not the ayam. The government is about to pump $2 billion into the system. Lebanese, Syrians, Indians, Turkish businessmen, they are waiting for you to push it into the system, and they will buy it again and put it under their bed. These people are collapsing our economy, and you don't even see it. You can walk anywhere and buy dollar freely, and you don't see that as a wicked act. No country will give you a foreign exchange without passport identification. Who are you? Number two, source of funds. Where did you get the money from before you want to exchange? Nima police station changes his skull. Next by the police station. Yes, his skull. People in the black market come. They say dollar short to our bank, a short to a black market. A gunkrofon passe. Yen shiska. Jimmy Persim is a scanner and never system them the way. Your Excellency and Mr. Government, you can push 10 billion. They will swallow it. They have the money. Both of us are business people in Lebanese, Syrians, Turkish, and Indians. $2 billion. Woman pass a vault and saves. They can give you cash. Those people, they don't go to bank. How many bank in here, sir? They can give you money. At the moment, they have swallowed our economy. Woman, I'm a petrol boy. Woman, I'm a diesel boy. Because they see carelessness, indiscipline, recklessness in our governance system. And they have taken advantage of it. You know, you can just go, you want to rent a house as a dime with $2,000. I mean, Ghana, you are mentioning dollars. What an indictment to the security and sovereignty of this nation. Why are you quoting dollars? What is it? You know, America folk go to see this. What is it? UK folk go to see this. They don't respect or even care about your city. Why are we quoting dollars? I don't even want to. Your child is going to school and you are go to, you know, Japan Motors, go to all these other car companies that you want to buy a car, and they are saying this car is $50,000, $100,000. What kind of nation is this? And you call yourself a Christian nation? Prices are rocketing. Ochina nopa. Trotro for some took a yeso by 30%. I don't know to move out to need you. Didn't know to. Sad nation. Oh, my yare. Mojare. Moye ba fine. Ba fine my any fryer mine. And you need healing. You need healing. You need healing that will be straight. Inya will be your cabinet. You know, when I was listening to journalists asking questions, I said, something is wrong. For some microphone, you could see grass of one mass. Maybe someone said, near matter saying. So one more bed, you know, oh, your honorable, please. We are, I'm saying, growing a bit afraid. Envelope. Munya pretty. One young is our best school fees, Betty Akem. It is so bizarre, honorable, please. What is government doing about the rising figures of fuel? Untiminkasa, untiminkasa, untiminkasa. Where are you crossing? Are you busy? Why name him? Surprises are flying. Why name him? Where are you crossing? Because I'm be an Solino. O kasa by heart, I can't make us a sacrana and money envelope. Sacrana, money envelope, maybe. Envelope, journalists cannot even talk. Young Tamon Fako, you do Nina honorable name. Nami Missan and Samian Sapper. Only three. Mijina, me honorable Baumi and Mabisan, only one question. Media 175. Only one. One question, Your Excellency. Whether you are in power or opposition, I will ask you that question. Stand to your feet, clap your hands. What a sick nation. We thought this NAPCO was hope. And also a collapse. When there is too much waste, you can't do that. You can't do that. I thought that we were going to protect the public purse. I thought that some God-fearing people were here. Come back also to your first love. I call the government to repentance. I call the state, the nation, to repentance. I'm telling you the truth. The truth bites. The truth hurts. The truth is not palatable. The truth is very dangerous. But you must hear it. You will hear it. Hallelujah. Me fa flag ibi ana me wira. Show amaya. Enium amaya ni omusi isu na yeye. Ejaye. Malaysia, Singapore, even North Korea, South Korea. Omun na yeye ejaye. De die ya atopa. Atopa ni nse wu. Eno na ye ni me no die. Na atopan nya atwom abosonsom sanom achinye hunu atenidi eno de ye yehmade eno de o man bi ani ho san ye ho eno de ye atitim. Hallelujah. A right hand is on your heart. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of God, and please, make intercession for this country for me. In the name of Jesus, pray for Ghana. Please, pray for this country. We ask the help, your grace, your mercy. Come through, oh God. Heal our land. Heal our land, oh God. Heal our land. Heal our land. Remember to pray for my president. Heal our land. Heal our land, O God. Set us free. Liberate our city. Liberate our economy. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal us. I pray for morality. I pray for the fear of God. I pray that we will tremble at your word. I pray, O God, heal our land. Heal our land. I stand on the altar, Father, and I make intercession for Ghana. The word is very clear. Blesses the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom you have chosen as your heritage and your inheritance. I pray in the name of Jesus that Your help will invade our space as a sovereign nation. Give us the grace and the favor, the ease. Ah, my God, give us the ease. How come Ghana stands before anything and loses? How? We stood before the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And the almighty black stars did nothing. That is a sign that we are disfavored. And therefore I stand before your throne, Father. When I look at $1 is equal to 8 cedis 50 pesos, it tells me that we are disfavored with bad leadership and bad citizenry. Therefore, I'm asking for your healing. Heal us, O God, and we will be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, we stand and repent for this nation. I stand here and repent for Ghana. Be gracious and merciful to us. I bring the body of Christ, the church, before your throne. We repent as a church. We repent. God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Be gracious to us. Be merciful to us. And turn our misfortunes and our captivity, I pray. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Now I commend your people to you this week and to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to favor them. Now I ask in the name of Jesus that supernatural help, enabling the favor and speed, will be the portion of this people and your nation. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will set tables before us in the presence of adversaries. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, financially favor and restore your people. In Jesus' precious name, I declare the devil cannot afflict you. I make intercession for everybody in the hospital, receive healing. Everybody in the prison, receive hope and transformation. Everybody that is underprivileged and less fortunate, receive the favor of God and the mercy also and the benevolence of God in the name of Jesus. May the grace of God go to Kolibuji 37 Rich Hospital. In Sawem Amasaman Hospital. May the grace of God go to Begro Hospital, Chibi Government Hospital, Tema General. May the grace of God go to the police hospital, the 37 military hospital. May the grace of God invade all the private hospitals in this country and every hospital within the sphere of this country and heal everybody that is sick in that place. In the name of Jesus the Christ. May the Lord grant you grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.